Welcome to Flogging a Dead Podcast, the only podcast where we talk about all of the Switch news.
Everything.
Every other podcast already talks about. You can hear it again with us.
But now we get to go over everything that everybody else already said and correct it all.
Oh, yeah, because we got a hands-on experience with the Switch.
Yeah.
Yep. We thought we wouldn't. Dave brought that in a couple weeks ago, right?
Yeah, and then I was put on the waiting list for the Switch event in Toronto. And last minute of that day.
Yeah, I woke up to a text at 8:30 in the morning. I got tickets.
So they sent me an email and they were like, yeah, somebody gave up their ticket, so you can have this one.
So we went on the invite-only day. I was considering going on the public day, which would have been fucking crazy.
I wouldn't have risked that.
I was trying to force Candace into going with me. Candace probably would have been on today, but she's working.
Oh, okay. It's too bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need to start get some more talent on this show.
Yeah, I like the guests.
Yeah.
Doesn't it seem like Graham was last episode? That seems like it was so long ago.
Yeah. Well, it's only been a week.
Yeah, I know. It's a slow week.
Week and a day.
I think as soon as the January Switch presentation happens, time has just slowed down for me. I'm like counting the days. 31 days, by the way.
Oh, well, why are you counting them? Obviously, it's
I know, it's making it worse. Do you guys have Twitch? Yeah, we have Twitch. Don't really use it. Dead Horse Gaming.
we have it.
You're someone not asked that in the comments, by the way. No, you can only like stream to one at a time easily. Maybe I'll figure out a way to do both at once.
Maybe if we can get two computers going at once. But then we have to split the signal and the camera.
Yeah, right? There's got to be a way.
And the audio.
Yeah, there's got to be a way.
Okay, we'll see if we can figure something out.
But anyway, so the Switch event.
Yeah, amazing time.
Yeah, but we got there. Could you hear that on the microphone?
I don't know if you can hear that, though. That was my stomach. I'm so hungry right now. Okay. Switch event, though. Yeah, we got there.
So, yeah.
I had a ticket.
It was cold as fuck. Yeah, Dave thought that...
Okay, so here's what happened. Okay, so on the description for when you pick up your ticket, when you print off your ticket, what it says is, if you'd like to bring a guest, just make sure they're with you when you register and get your wristbands.
Oh.
Which you do... That's what it said.
That sounds legit.
Right.
That sounds right.
So it sounded like you only needed one ticket.
Yeah.
But we got there... And as I presented my ticket, I said, here's my guest with me. And she said, where's your other ticket? And I just cocked my eyebrow and I was like, the thing said, and
I'm just making this face.
I just reiterated what I just said the other second ago. And she was like, well, you're lucky because somebody else ended up not picking up their ticket, so you can just take that spot, but just don't say anything about
it. Fuck.
And I was like, see, everything always works out. It always does.
So basically...
What were they going to do? Be like, oh, we don't want you to market our product for us.
Yeah.
You're not allowed in. One extra person is just going to throw the whole thing out of whack.
So it was supposed to be 250, but it's probably 251.
I think it was less. No, it doesn't even...
No, it didn't seem like a lot, to be honest.
No, it looked like more like 100.
It was supposed to be 250, like maybe, right? Or 200?
250 total across the entire day, I believe.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was pretty personal.
Yeah.
Like, every station you went to play a game, there was someone there to, like, guide you through it, which is kind of annoying, but kind of nice, too.
I would have said maybe, like, maximum, like, 75 to 100 people were there when we were during our time slot.
Yeah, like, it was a pretty small room, and it wasn't even that filled up. It was like,
it wasn't that
you
bad.
Really got, you didn't have to wait in that line, in lines that much.
No. Nope.
The only problem was we didn't get to play Breath of the Wild because
I know.
We didn't know as soon as you go in, you have to book a time, and that booked up really quick. Also, because as soon as we went in, the first thing we saw.
I sat down immediately at the first station I saw.
What's the game called? The game
Dischia
with the.
Dischia 5?
Yeah, Dischia? I think that's what the series is called. It's the thing with the penguin that goes, dude.
Yeah.
After everything the penguins say.
Yeah, that's true. He says, but dude with a D-O-O-D. Yeah.
Dude.
Not a U-D-E.
Did you ever play Punk-O-Matic, the Flash game?
No.
There's this.
Is that where that comes from?
No, it's a Flash game where you like make punk songs, like garage band kind of. And there's this little random cutscene in there. It's like a button that says dude and you click it. And there are these two printies that walk up and they're like.
They just say dude and then walk
away?
Yeah,
they're talking to like the main Punk-O-Matic like character and they're just saying random shit. like, dude, you cursed, dude. Dude. And the guy's like, what the fuck do you think this is? Nickelodeon.
Whoa. For a Flash
like,
game, though.
Nickelodeon sucks donkey balls, dude. Aye, dude. Dude.
He says aye.
I don't know why he does. But anyway.
That sounds like it's ripped off of SpongeBob, which is a Nickelodeon show.
Whoa, maybe that's what... Does anyone remember Punk-O-Matic? Or am I the only one? I played the crap out of that.
Maybe.
I like Flash
I've
games.
Never heard of it.
Or
played it.
So yeah, that's like all I knew of those...
Okay.
The penguins before. Yeah. I knew they were from a different game.
It was just like, it was a pretty good like role-playing game from what it looked like anyway.
And apparently there's at least five of them because that was number five.
Yeah. Yeah. Number so five. Complete. I guess if you're into that series, it's pretty good. It's looking nice. But the real, like, the real draw of the whole thing was the hardware and like the different types of we had.
That's what I wanted to go see for sure.
Yeah. So the first station we were at, the guy just sat us down and we just had the regular controller that comes with the Switch, where the Joy-Cons are plugged into the, what do you call that? A controller cradle, maybe?
It's called the grip. The Joy-Con
grip. Just Joy-Con grip? Okay, sure. Yeah. It's plugged into the Joy-Con grip, and then just to like show us how it worked, he got us to remove the Joy-Cons and then put it into the actual Switch itself and then pull it out of the station.
You know, playing to Sega was worth it because that was the only guy who, I guess we only asked once, but that was the guy like that encouraged us to switch back and forth.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, and he explained it pretty well too. He's like, you just wait for it to wait till you hear it click in there. He's like,
is so satisfying, guys, like the snap in.
Yeah.
And the
seamless too. Like, oh my God, that was so quick.
It's as fast as a TV switches HDMI inputs. Yeah. There's no, and taking it off is just instant.
Yeah. And boom, you're good to go. The screen looks impeccable.
Yeah. 720p, but like that small looks fine.
I didn't think it looked like, it didn't look, I was worried about it maybe looking like pixely.
Yeah, it's not.
It does, no, like they've smoothed everything. It looks great.
You are short.
Some guy just said in the comments that you are short. What does that mean?
Dave, you're not that short.
I'm not. I'm 6. I'm pretty sure I'm 6'1". Last I checked.
Oh, it's because of the Switch picture.
Oh,
so, yeah.
Oh, did you just show that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I am.
Sorry,
short.
Do you want to go through those pictures? Like, actually,
again?
For real? Yeah. Okay. Well, like, then we can actually say something about them.
Okay. So yeah, that was at the beginning.
Yeah.
Dave does have a good, like,
a good foot on you.
Yeah.
I look way too happy.
Yeah. And then Splatoon 2.
Yes.
That was a good game.
Man, it's so good. And they even set it up with the 8 consoles all tethered together.
Yeah, they had like, oops, sorry about that. They had like 2 games going.
Yeah.
Simultaneously.
No, that was all one game. That was 4 and 4. Oh wait, or
no,
was there another station on the other side?
Yeah, it was like there were 8 people I think playing
the one
sitting
that,
down like we were.
Yeah.
And then there's 8 people playing with the pro controllers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So 16 people playing Splatoon.
But we were playing in like mobile mode. Like with the Joy-Cons attached into the screen.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, we were.
We were.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And like it honestly didn't even feel like you were playing a mobile game at all.
No, like, that one didn't for sure. It just felt like playing a Wii U game on a portable.
Yeah.
Which is fucking awesome. I noticed the Sega, I hope we're saying that right, because we said it so much now.
Oh, I just forget the name.
That one and like maybe like Street Fighter, even Bomberman. We played the Bomberman R2. Those all felt like more like mobile games blown up to me when you're playing it on the TV. But
and Bomberman, honestly, that's probably the worst port of Bomberman I've ever seen in my entire life.
Really?
That was like, if I had like one considerable complaint, that would be it.
There's probably going to be more to the actual game.
That's even more problematic. Did you see how long those load times were for a simple game as Bomberman?
Multiplayer, like,
it was unreal.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
We were waiting like, it was a good like 45, 60 seconds in between loading times. It's that shouldn't be happening for a game that's as simplistic as a grid with just dropping bombs onto it.
Yeah.
And that's been like, how old is that game? Like what, from the
Bomberman
90s or maybe even
80s? I'm pretty sure there was an original NES release at least of Bomberman.
So there
I'm
you
not
go.
Completely
like,
sure.
That game is so ancient and they haven't even, like they can't perfect loading times for it? Come on.
It might even be older than that, like arcade games.
Maybe.
Maybe,
I
don't
know.
Or
maybe they just, like maybe the port they chose was just like really bad.
I thought it was like developed just for the Switch.
Maybe.
But that's a launch title. So we have, yeah, that one. Like two, we didn't try 1-2 Switch.
We didn't.
There were lots of long lines. I guess people were curious to try it.
It honestly, it looks like exactly what we saw in the presentation.
It wasn't, yeah, it wasn't.
They didn't
really
have much to demo for it either. All they had was the quick draw and this other balancing game.
Oh, yeah, I wanted to play the milk.
The milk?
Was milking that the cow.
Oh, is that what it was?
No, I don't know if they had it, okay. But that's the one I want to try.
Oh, okay. But yeah, like, and quick draw is like literally 33 years is how old.
33 years old.
Okay, somebody
old.
Just commented, says it's 33 years for Bomberman. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. That's older than us.
Yeah, lots of games are older than us.
That's true. But that's still sad if like you can't get a good like load time for it.
Yeah, and... Yeah, I guess like the textures, like the stuff that would be loading looks good, but like everything looks really aliasy.
Yeah, but like
which is about, I expected with the Switch.
But even like Kate, so we also tried at one point Fast Remix.
That's a RMX Fast. Yeah, I guess
yeah,
Fast
yeah,
Remix.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize that.
So it's the Fast Racing Neo
sequel?
I guess sequel. It's pretty much the exact same game, yeah. Just more tracks.
I might get it on Wii U.
I think I will. Or not Wii U. I'm going to get it for the Switch.
Oh, I'll, yeah, I'm definitely going
to
get it for the Switch.
It plays similar to Wipeout if you played Wipeout on PlayStation.
Yeah, is it closer to Wipeout than F-Zero, you think? Because people are comparing it to F-Zero.
Well, maybe it is kind of like more like F-Zero. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, like, the entire game, like, there's no weapons from what I've seen so far, but it's just all focused on boost. And just boosting as much as you possibly can through the race and just goes, like, literally just go fast. As fast as you can. And the load times for that game were actually, like, pretty short.
Yeah.
Very short. And
they
the
all
graphics and
short.
Textures in that game were great.
Yeah, that was a pretty good looking game. But again, like, low resolution looking.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I was, like, I was kind of
You were underwhelmed by
stuff.
It?
No, I think the graphics still look great. It's just, like, the... I don't know. To me, like, graphics is kind of like the art and, like, everything.
Yeah.
Like, Breath of the Wild looks amazing.
Well, yeah.
Like...
No kidding.
But, like, I think the graphics can still be good, even though it's lower resolution, blown up, so it looks a little pixely. And that's what Fast RMX looks
okay,
to me.
Okay, I got you. Yeah. I mean, but, like, the environments do look kind of cool, though.
Yeah.
The way they look. And I was, like, I was impressed with the fact, like, there were, I didn't notice any frame rate drops in that game.
Yeah, it's totally smooth.
Considering, like, how many times, like, if you're boosting constantly.
Oh,
like,
yeah, something I didn't realize. In Fast RMX, or Fast Remix, you can switch between the boost color. And, like, one of the boost colors slows you down. So I thought, like, oh, my car is blue. I have to avoid orange this whole game. So no wonder I...
Yeah, but that's how you do it. So, like, you... But that's why there was... You remember that one area where there was, like... It was, like, a pad. Like, you couldn't avoid them. There were, like, pads that covered the entire width of the track. And went blue, orange,
yeah.
Blue, orange. Right.
I went diagonal.
So, that doesn't work, though. It still slows you down.
Yeah, it would.
Because it covers the entirety of the track. So, what you have to do is, like, switch to orange, hit orange, and then immediately switch to blue. So, you hit the blue and then switch again.
Yeah. I wish I figured that out before.
It's just, like, a reaction time
the last
game.
Race.
And if you can get it right, like, you're rocking.
No one else did we play. That Street Fighter port. That was your first time playing Street Fighter 2.
Yeah, it was. I've played other Street Fighter games, but not Street Fighter 2. It just seems kind of weird that they picked Street Fighter 2.
That's the one I was talking about.
Yeah.
That was an old Xbox Live Arcade game
right.
That they're charging more for on the Switch.
How much are they charging for it?
$40.
What? $40?
American, I think.
Jesus.
American. Yeah, that's a lot of money for that game.
No kidding.
I've bought
like
Street Fighter 2
between,
lots of
like,
times.
The classic
the
graphics,
all
though.
The pixely
did you
graphics.
Did you realize that?
No.
Did you notice? Oh, okay, so like one guy, I think he figured it out, like just one of the guests that was there. Because I was walking by and like I saw the one that we were playing was still in like the regular mode for the new graphics. But like if I think some guy figured out how to switch it over to like the old
yeah.
graphics. Stuff that wasn't redrawn and things like that.
Hmm.
It looks pretty cool still.
Someone asked, did the Joy-Cons feel really small?
Yes.
Yeah, when you're like using just one, we played Mario Kart.
It is pretty tight. It's still functional.
Yeah, in a pinch, I think it's a good solution.
Exactly.
Like, I wouldn't mind playing a match on this table.
Yeah, right I now. Wouldn't mind doing that. What I thought was great was the fact that, like, the gyroscope controls
So work, solid.
Look pretty, even with just half a controller.
I mean, I'm not surprised because the 3DS, excellent gyro controls.
Yeah, true enough.
And the Wii U.
Obviously, they've got more than enough experience with it. Yeah. So.
Speaking of gyro controls, though, Splatoon, I don't think you could turn it off for the demo.
You couldn't? Did you try?
I didn't try, but okay. The person talking to me made it seem like I couldn't because I was complaining about it.
I was fine with it being in motion control.
I still went like 15-2.
Yeah, I know. You were destroying guys. I was just trying to cover turf the entire time.
Well, yeah, so was I, but I ended up in my way.
I killed a few guys, yeah. But like the other team that we were playing was like just so bad.
Yeah.
We destroyed them.
I think a lot of people didn't play Splatoon.
Yeah. Except for everybody on our team who had clearly played it before.
Yeah.
But yeah, Splatoon 2 looks great.
Mm-hmm.
Plays great, just like the old one. I found that
it's an early build too. Like yeah. They still have a lot left to do on it.
But one of the issues I had with the original Splatoon was like frame rate drops sometimes when you're online.
Yeah. Does that bug you a lot?
It does when like. Because in a game like that, like, 2 seconds can kill you.
Yeah.
You know? Because then if somebody just throws a bit of ink in front of you, then you're slowed down, and then you can't dive, and then you're just out in the open getting ready to get shot at. So, and it particularly happens many times when, like, you'd shoot and you'd kill somebody, and then I'd notice a clip in the game where the frame rate would just drop for a moment while that kill animation was playing.
Splatoon, though, like...
Except for Splatoon 2, obviously, it's been fixed.
People that think that this thing is, like, the same power of a Wii U, but squeezed down, I think Splatoon 2 is kind of the game that proves that it's not, because everything looks way better.
Yeah.
And it's a solid frame rate.
Yes.
Like, it's got to be more powerful.
100%. I think so, too.
Like, I think that's a game built from the ground up for the Switch, and Breath of the Wild was, like, made parallel for the Wii U and the Switch.
I think they were, like, speculating early on that they were, like...
Or it was a Wii U game that they've kind of shoehorned into the Switch.
Maybe.
Breath of the Wild.
But they kind of said, like, from the get-go, when... Like, there was rumors a long while ago about how Legend of Zelda was going to be on the Switch. Or, actually, that was back when it was just the NX, before it even had a name for it. There was rumors flying around about that.
Yeah.
And then finally they confirmed it when they announced the Switch.
Hey, asks, where's the Switch's sensor bar? I guess it's in the Switch itself, but they didn't show any game where you point to the TV, so I wonder. I don't think it has the pointer functionality of the Wii.
No, it doesn't.
Unless they haven't revealed it yet.
No.
But
we played ARMS as well.
Oh, ARMS is great.
Yeah.
I don't miss the pointer functionality, by the way.
No. But... Yeah, and that's all motion control for that game. Mm-hmm. And then holding down buttons as well for just, like, different variations.
So solid, the controls for that game.
Yeah. Great arcade fighter.
Like, it seems like it can go really deep, though. Like, two, I meant to say. Picking the different types of arms.
Oh, yeah, and the stuff. Strategy.
Yeah.
Like,
they've beat me.
I've already got it down pat. Like, I know how to win, and it's... Because a lot of people were just, you know, like, going like this... Like
I wasn't doing that.
I know you weren't.
Yeah.
You were actually trying.
Mm-hmm.
I realized how to, because Mitchell kept trying to grab me.
You can block the grab. You can punch the grab and break it.
That's what I realized, and I was like, I'm just going to keep punching away from it and then keep circling around and start knocking it from the side. And that's the great thing is that, like, you can do that. You can, like, punch straight and then curve another one of your punches.
Yeah.
So, the one time I disabled both of your arms.
You can just cut them off? Oh, is that what you did?
Yeah, because if you hit somebody in their side enough, you can actually disable their arm, and then... So I disabled his one, and then I actually had his other one already down to 50%, and then disabled his other one.
That's how I won the
second match, yeah.
I guess that's what the exclamation marks or something
mean? It's like a hazard sign with an exclamation point in it. Yeah.
I can really picture that game being something along the lines of, like, Rocket League. Like, it's simple, but it's deep in a way, and you can really get into it.
For real. Really solid game. The only thing I was kind of just disappointed about was the fact that, like, all the graphical capability was on, like, just in the fighting arena. If you look in the background at, like, all the cheering, like, pixelated fans, they're all just doing the same animation over and over.
And they're, like...
Literally just going...
Yeah. It's like an old NHL game.
But, like, you can see, like, how bad it is. But they don't have, like, 3D models. They're...
Yeah, it's just built... It's called... billboarding, just like sprites.
Okay.
Like that.
I didn't know the term for it.
Just a flat thing. Is that...
somebody just commented, arms looks awesome.
You think you could go 1v1 with a boxer? Another comment? I don't know what you mean.
If you mean in reality, probably not.
I don't think it would be that much of a difference.
But if you mean like in the game, I think
I think he means a bot. Like if Mike Tyson picked up the other controls in arms and you had to face him in arms,
I think
would he have an advantage?
No,
it's not punching. It's just like
because it's all extended arms, right? Like you're hitting your opponent from a distance. Mm-hmm. So it's all about timing and strategy in that regard. So if you just start like throwing whatever you want out, it's going to be incredibly easy to beat you. Because
that's true.
There's a counter
to every move.
Right.
That's what's so great about it.
Exactly. So just like Smash Brothers, where there's a counter to pretty much everything.
Yeah.
Right. In the same way, arms works like that. So like I was saying, we were saying the grab, the counter to that is just to punch the grab away.
Mm-hmm.
And you can just use one hand and then use the other one to land another hit of your own. If you're going to punch at somebody, blocking is how you counter that. And then you can counter a block by grabbing.
Yeah.
And that's the little trifecta right
there. Yeah. Rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah.
They were saying that in the treehouse, too.
Yeah.
They're calling it rock, paper, scissors.
It seems kind of like a more accessible Pokken tournament, almost, if you've played Pokemon.
I haven't played that one.
It's kind of got the same kind of system of like a rock, paper, scissors type thing. There's three types of attacks that all counter each other.
It's such a clean little game. I love it. I like the art direction too. How Ribbon Girl is Ribbon, Springman Springs, the Mummy is the wrapping.
There's a mech chick who's just in a mech the entire time.
She's like D.Va from Overwatch. Yeah. And the ninja has chains.
Which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's the Mummy. Did you see that
one?
Yeah,
I said the Mummy.
Oh, did you?
Mummy
okay, sorry. I missed that. It was great, though.
It's pretty classic Nintendo.
Yeah. It seems like a pretty fun game, especially for like a party.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be the one to have. Mario Kart looks great.
Mario Kart 8
looks and plays just as well.
You get Splatoon characters now. I mean, you guys know all that stuff.
And now you got double items as well.
Oh, yeah, the double items.
Yeah, the double item boxes are back.
I don't even think we only played one race, but I don't think I even got a double item.
Well, like you can pick one up and you can pick up another one as well.
Yeah,
or you can hit a double
them,
box.
I guess. Yeah, I didn't really notice that.
Yeah.
That was when we played on the Joy-Cons.
Yeah, and they had Joy-Con. Like this...
I didn't even think about it. The SR and SL buttons? I used those.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about it.
Yeah, like on the inside of the controller?
Yeah, they worked fine.
They work great, yeah.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say, like, when we played Mario Kart, we were in this mock airplane cabin.
Oh, yeah.
Because they were demonstrating just the mobile play and how you can just set up the screen with a kickstand.
They had like a restaurant themed one.
Yeah.
And
then just a big TV with a big couch. If you wanted to do that too.
You can play in your living room. Yeah. Wow.
Who would have known?
Where the hell do you even order airport chairs from? Or airport chairs. Aircraft chairs.
I don't know. Maybe there's like a warehouse supply online that you could just order from. They were pretty nice chairs, though.
The real big chair store.
Or maybe they're from like Nintendo's like exclusive airline. And they just pulled them right off their own airplane. Does Nintendo own an airplane?
They used to own the Seattle Mariners. Now they don't.
Oh, wait, they did?
Yeah, they owned a majority of it for like, I think, 10 years or something.
Oh, really?
And they just sold it recently.
Huh. I didn't know.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Fun fact about Nintendo.
Yeah.
I think that actually was in the Nintendo video too, and that's how I know it.
Oh, really? Okay. It's interesting.
Yep.
But yeah, like all the different control schemes seem like they're all pretty great.
Yeah. You mean like the tabletop mode, the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're all functional.
Something that I noticed, I didn't realize with the Joy-Cons, the buttons themselves are really, really small.
Yeah.
The joysticks, I think, are normal size, yep. But like the A, B, X, Y feel like little, I don't even know what to call them.
They made my thumbs feel big, yeah.
There's some kind of candy that's that size, but I can't remember what it is.
A nerd?
Not quite a nerd. No, like something that's perfectly round and like that big.
It's too small.
But it's like, it like pokes into your finger. Anyway, totally comfortable.
Okay.
It's just like, it didn't bug me. It was just like a note. And I didn't even notice it really until.
Like a tic-tac.
Yeah, it is like the top of a Tic Tac.
Yeah, it is like a top of a Tic Tac.
But
yeah.
not...
But a little wider than a Tic Tac.
And flatter. Still. So yeah. Tic Tac isn't good.
We're getting there, though.
But anyway, the Pro Controller, it's like Smarties. The buttons are like... They're bigger.
Yeah, you're right.
So it's like a big difference.
How'd you like the Pro Controller? How it felt?
I think it feels solid and it fits in my hand like a Xbox One controller, which I like. But my one thing that I was disappointed about it was the texture on the handles. I think a lot of people think that that's a rubber grip, but it's not a rubber grip.
No, it's not.
It's just more plastic textured. Yeah. So it didn't feel very premium.
Well, for like, what were they charging for them? $79.99?
Yeah, right? 90 Canadian. I know because I pre-ordered one on Amazon while I still okay. could.
So, comparatively to, let's say, like an Xbox controller, an Xbox One controller, for that price, does it compete at all?
In build quality? Yeah, I think so. This is like almost twice the price of an Xbox One controller, and for that price, I guess you get HD Rumble, which we haven't talked about.
Right.
We'll talk about that in a sec.
Yep.
So the HD Rumble, which instead of just vibrating motor, it's a actuator, which you can basically put a sound wave through, and that's how you get those detailed vibrations. You can give it any sound wave to play back. And yeah, when you're playing ARMS, the Joy-Cons too have it. Obviously, the Ice Cube thing, everyone watching this knows that.
They rumble with your connecting hits, yeah.
Yeah, and even like when you punch, you feel it unravel. I don't know if you noticed that.
I didn't notice, though. It's like, it's so seamless at the same time. Like, it kind of like goes over my head just because I'm like, I'm more caught up in the game than anything.
Yeah.
There's
a lot of stuff to think about. We're so excited.
Yeah. It was more like I was just like kind of getting lost in the whole thing.
So the controller, you also get an NFC sensor in there for Amiibo.
That's right, yeah.
And you get gyro. Xbox One controller doesn't have gyro.
Oh, wait, the Pro Controller has gyro?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know
so
that.
So you can play Splatoon or whatever. And I guess that's it. USB-C, I guess that's a little more expensive than micro, but whatever. That's probably negligible.
And it also means that like, you can rotate your charge cable from your system to your controller as well.
The Pro Controller comes with a USB-C to A cable too.
Oh, nice.
Yep. And the Switch doesn't come with that. It comes with a wall adapter and it's the cables hooked in.
To the wall adapter.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is smart because... We talked about this before, USB-C cables, the standard isn't very, for lack of a better word, I guess it's not set in stone very well. People are making USB-C cables that don't communicate with devices properly.
Okay, so it's better just to have it as a wall outlet for now.
Yeah.
Until they catch up a little bit.
All the shit ones are gone, because right now you can go on Amazon and you can buy a USB-C cable that will break your Nintendo Switch. If you don't know what you're doing. So make sure you get it from a reputable brand.
So there's your word of caution.
Or just stick to the Nintendo stuff.
Yeah.
There's a guy who works for Google that he's so passionate about this USB-C thing. He's done like 30 reviews just buying a cable. Will this break my Google Pixel or whatever? Yep, this one does. Don't buy this one.
Really?
Yeah, and he's like a Google engineer, so he knows his shit. And he's like... This one has like a 3-whatever-ohm resist app. That doesn't make sense, but...
Oh, so he dissects it after and like tells you why it does it?
Okay. Yeah, because I think usually it's like the something resists wrong, so it tells it to draw more current than the cable can handle, and then that just fucks up.
Right.
Yeah. But actually, we don't know if the Switch has some kind of protection against that. I know MacBooks, the USB-C MacBooks, Apple engineered them really well, so the ports will shut themselves off to prevent damage. Anyway,
I'm going
to
go ahead and say
out.
That Nintendo didn't put any safeguards in there.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't look like that system has much of like room for anything else.
Yeah.
Other than the screen and the... Like, what, the circuit board that's in there.
The
so.
Tablet part is built really nice, too.
It feels great.
They probably don't want you to call it a tablet. I've seen people get pissy online. Guys, it's a tablet.
It's a
Come
tablet.
On. It's a tablet.
It's a touchscreen, HD screen. It's a tablet.
Oh, we didn't get to try the touchscreen. The only game there, apparently, that had the touch enabled was Skylanders.
Oh, really?
Yep, you can scroll through stuff, the menus and stuff, with the touchscreen. So we could have tried it, but we didn't.
Well, like, I've seen pictures of, like, the... supposed like user interface
looks and like it, PS4
yeah a little
it
bit.
Is actually the user interface too
yeah
that's like official
that is the official one that I showed you that one thing it was from Game Explain that I saw
I think, yeah, that was it. It's pretty sure.
It's a black backdrop with just a bunch of images.
No, maybe it's the one I've been seeing everywhere and like in the videos and stuff is white. It looks like a PS4 menu, but
really? Okay.
Maybe you haven't seen that.
Did it have like an icon in the top left to signify who is like playing?
It was a Mario character.
The one I saw was a Splatoon character, but like, I mean, it could have just been whoever was using it that took the picture, right?
Well, I think people were talking about a dark mode, so maybe you just saw the right one, but maybe, dark mode.
Maybe that's it. Oh, yeah, because they mentioned that in the video, too. They say, like, they think it was in, like, a power-saving mode or something similar to that, because there's a power-saving mode, like, option. Or that what they suspected was the power-saving option.
If it's an OLED screen, then it would actually be power-saving, because OLED screens can turn pixels off, and that's how they show, like, deep blacks. But regular LCD screens, it's, like, the same amount of power.
Okay.
But it looked like nice deep blacks on the screen. It's a good screen,
gorgeous,
guys.
Yeah.
It's a good screen.
The shading on it was
You probably
unreal.
Can't tell in videos.
But there's going to be like some people, like people that have older TVs, they're going to find that like the screen on this thing is actually going to look better than their TV, I think.
That TV over there.
Yeah, I was just looking over at that one too. I'm betting.
I got that when like Halo 2 came out. I have an old Sony Bravia and it's not even 1080p. It's like
720.
It's in between 720 and 1080. So it's the worst. It scales up 720 and scales down 1080.
Because it's the Bravia technology does that. Yeah. It was Sony's thing that they did. It was a bunch of people. Some people hated
That's
it.
That's the
some
point.
People liked it.
I would have rather just had native 720.
Well, it's because like they also had like the same functionality on or similar functionality on the PS3. Like you could do the PlayStation smoothing, or you can make which like would smooth out a lot of the pixels, or you could have them all be as sharp as possible if you turned it off.
Different kinds of interpolation.
Yeah. So yeah.
But
yeah, it looks great.
What we're gonna talk about? Oh yeah, I guess we did talk about HD Rumble.
Yeah. Like I didn't really notice it. That's just because I wasn't paying attention to it, even though I'm the one that was like, I wonder how good it is. Then stupidly
we didn't feel
bother to check.
Didn't feel any ice cubes.
Yeah. Not a single ice cube in there. No.
There's this really lame moment. I have a video. I think we're going to post a video about this event. I should get that out quick.
Okay.
But they were playing Just Dance, which is a launch title. Just Dance is a launch title. They're playing it on stage. Man. There's four people doing the Just Dance, and then this one Nintendo employee dancing in front of them for some ungodly reason.
I think she was just trying to like direct them a little bit more.
Oh, yeah.
Because they only had like a TV that was like off to the side, and like the one guy was like way over here. And the TV's over here. So this guy over here can see it pretty clearly. But he was like, he was like trying to like dance.
I didn't
like
even
look
think
over
of that.
Else.
What are they looking? Oh, where are they looking? But anyway, that was pretty awkward looking. But apparently you win a hat if you, they did it this for like 1, 2,
Switch.
They were
official like licensed Mario hats too.
Oh,
did you see them?
Cool. No.
Oh, they were nice. They were like $60 hats, man.
Oh, at PAX they were giving away baseball caps that said Nintendo. Just the Nintendo Switch logo.
These ones were...
I think a Mario hat would have been cooler.
Were red with the Mario symbol.
You might not even be able to buy those.
But they were like... They were brand name. You could have like easily gotten that at Lids for like $80.
Oh, so they're like a new era. Yeah. Like so they are baseball caps.
Like they got that like that gold sticker on them. That's like the official thing.
Stay fresh. Keep the sticker on.
Yeah. They were nice hats, though, I wish I had played a game up there.
I thought when the guy told us that they were giving away hats, I thought they were talking about, like, the cow hat or the 10-gallon.
Yeah, because they threw that on a few people as well.
Like, when they were on stage playing...
Quick Draw,
Quick Draw.
Which is...
Fire.
So lame. Oh, my God. I know
I want
that,
to
like,
try it still.
I get that it's just, like, it's this launch title. It's just, like, you know, just meant to showcase more than anything. Rather than actually inspire you to feel like you're having fun. But it's so boring. It's so damn boring to watch.
It's a short game.
And even playing it, I could like see myself doing that once and then being like, all right, well, that's the entirety
Quick
of the game.
Quick Draw in particular. I think like some of the games might be fun to play at parties.
Maybe.
I just want to try Milk.
I'd feel more confident if they open it up to making like a new WarioWare game.
It seems like it should have been one.
Yeah.
Almost.
If they do that, I'd be really impressed. And I think this system would be, like, perfect for it as well.
Yeah.
No, that, like, imagine, like, because then you could play WarioWare, imagine like they make it so like there's like two different modes where you can play, like, are you playing mobile or are you playing on your TV screen?
Yeah, they'd have to do.
And then they can they can give you like different sets of games depending on where you're playing. And then some for maybe like both
That's an interesting thought. Like, there are some games like that, like the party style game. Actually, 1-2 Switch, you wouldn't be able to just play portable.
Sure you can.
What do you mean? Like, Quick Draw, you can't just play it in handheld mode.
No, you detach the Joy-Cons, and then you just set the screen up, and then it just tells you when to draw. Like, the whole game is just with the... I keep moving the microphone.
I guess, yeah, there's two ways you can play that on the TV or just on the kickstand.
Yeah, but, like,
still.
That's how they were playing it on the at the demo there.
Oh, yeah.
They just had the thing just sitting there.
Something I noticed, the Switch, when the Switch was in tabletop mode at this demo day, they had a hole drilled in the bottom of the table to plug in the USB-C cable. That's kind of a problem.
But it was also they also had the, like, a cable running, like a security cable running to the back plate for it, so that you couldn't steal it.
Yeah, that's something that we couldn't really tell about the Switch, how heavy it is.
Because there's the metal back plate on
it. Like, I know it's lighter than the gamepad, but just, like, seeing the number doesn't do much. Yeah. I want to hold it.
It didn't feel very heavy to me.
No. Even with that back plate on, it didn't feel heavy.
Yeah, and that's with the cord dragging it back, too.
Yeah.
It was still pretty comfortable. So I was pretty impressed with that.
Yeah, that was interesting. They locked down the tablets themselves, but the Joy-Cons, they just let you have untethered. And the Pro Controllers, they let us have untethered.
And the Joy-Cons, like, those are unbelievably light for, like, how much they're packing into that.
Mm.
I thought that was crazy. Yeah. I was like, this is, like, the lightest controller I've ever felt.
We didn't even try everything in the Joy-Cons. Like, the camera.
Because there's a camera in it?
There's an IR camera.
Oh, in the infrared camera. Yeah.
Yeah.
In the back.
Yeah.
I noticed it, but I didn't...
Which is kind of just like the camera on the Wiimotes, but, you know, I guess a little more advanced because it can see shapes instead of just the two infrared dots that the sensor bar makes.
That's still pretty cool.
Yeah, they're both cool.
But that's, like, what makes you think, like, you know, like a WarioWare game would be pretty cool. And it's like, you could play, like, a Simon Says game in, like, WarioWare.
Yeah, I'm
where,
sure
like,
it'll be a
Warrior
Where,
like, you just touch that back end to, like, whatever. Simon says, like, touch your nose, and you touch it there. And then if it recognizes the nose, then you're okay. Unless you get a warped nose, and then it's like, that's not a nose. And you're like, yes, it is. Shut up.
Now let's switch to a different topic.
Okay.
HMV Canada closed.
Dun, dun,
we'll get back to the Switch in a second. But,
yeah, man.
It's kind of sad.
Unreal.
And... I mean, like, they've been making, like, negative money for a couple years, so it's, like, understandable that whoever's giving them money is like, yeah, guys, gotta kind of call it
quits.
They've
posted a deficit for years, so, yeah.
But, like, one of the things that has happened to HMV as it's dying, and I think we've seen this happen to, like, a lot of retail chains have been closing in Canada, actually. We had Target Canada, which lasted not long at all.
No.
Was amazing.
Months.
I loved it because you got to shop at a Target and there's no one there.
Nobody.
But everyone expected American prices, I guess. That was the problem. Like, come on, what?
Who cares?
That doesn't even make sense.
They were still good prices.
Yeah, I like Target. There's some things cheaper at Target, some things cheaper at Walmart. Yeah. Anyway, that closed down. Before that, we had Zellers closed down, which Target took over because they thought they'd have the brand power.
And they don't.
And now, then Future Shop, which was owned by Best Buy. Future Shops all closed down, most of them, and now we only have, like, half of them, and they're all Best Buys.
Yep.
Now, the latest is HMV closing its doors because no one buys music anymore.
Apparently.
And I think next...
Is?
I forgot to where I was going with this. So, HMV, before it died, half of the store turned into a Hot Topic, basically.
Yeah.
Just random shit, like, merchandise. It used to be music as far as that I can see. And by the end, it was like...
I know where you're going with this.
Half music, half nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
I went to EB Games yesterday. They had a $1,500 e-bike in the EB Games.
Those are really small tires.
Along with all the Switch stuff. What are they thinking? So on one half of EB Games, we have Funko Pop figures... Instead of video games.
And they're everywhere, too. Like, they consume a whole lot of space in that EB Games.
Literally, half of the EB Games now. I actually looked, because half of the EB Games is stuffed animals or pop figures?
And for the floor space, he means.
Like, the wall.
Yeah. Oh, and the wall, too?
The wall.
Oh, yeah. There's, like, board games that are no shit, too.
There's
yeah.
everything. They'll sell you anything. EB Games will... They'll do anything I mean, you want. Just give them money.
You're not wrong when you say, like, they're probably next, because, I mean, they... at least in Canada, anyway, they have been posting deficits for a while.
Really? That's public? Well, because
they don't make any money. They don't make any money at all. The only thing they make money on...
Trade-ins?
Is trade-ins and selling warranties. And how many... Do you buy any of the warranties whenever they...
Hell no.
Hell no. Why would you?
Exactly. I'm going to buy a warranty for a Nintendo console that's made out of Nintendodium and never breaks?
Yeah.
No, sir.
Exactly. They're like, do you want to get the protection plan on this? No, like I... Am I 5 years old and going to break everything I see? No, I'm fine. I don't need your stupid warranty.
So anyway, EB Games has like gotten to the point where they're selling motor vehicles yeah. in the store when there used to be the one wall was video games from the current generation. The last wall was used video games from the last generation. And you could find whatever game you wanted.
You had a Nintendo section. You had an Xbox section.
There's not even a Wii U section. The Wii U section is gone.
Yeah.
At EB Games. It's just little shelf with like 20 games.
Just like, yeah, but they're not turned with the face out. They're just
yeah.
Like a bookcase.
It's just, sad.
Just the side labels.
It there. Took me a while to find the Wii U stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they have more in the back, and that's probably just the titles.
That is kind of understandable, though, just for the Wii U.
Yes, no one has one.
Right, well, because it's been going down in sales, and, you know, there's just not many games there for it, so you can do that.
I wonder where the shelf space for the Switch is going to be. Is it going to be the headphone area?
Maybe.
Is that why they have that there? Maybe. Because as of right now, there's no real space to sell... Well,
Switch I mean, they don't really need that big of a space, depending on how big... I'm guessing these game cases are probably going to be smaller. The size of a 3DS.
They're smaller than the PSP cases. They really? Stores have them already.
Oh, really?
Some stores. I haven't seen them, but...
But they're other apparently countries. Smaller than the PSP...
I've seen, like, side-by-sides.
What, you mean... PlayStation...
Portable?
No, Vista? Or what is it?
No, I was talking about PSP.
Oh, you were talking about PSP.
Yeah,
PSP.
Because they're okay. clear, like, PSP cases. Okay. I think Vita cases were shorter and wider.
Vita, that's it. What did I say?
Vita.
I did say Vita?
I thought you said Vita.
Maybe I said Visa. I don't know.
Anyway, I've never bought a Funko Pop figure, so I guess EB Games are just useless to me, and I'm just going to spend more money on Amazon and put them into further deficit. Yeah.
And I've never bought a Funko figure, but I've had one bought for me.
Yeah, same. I have a Jon Snow over there.
Yeah, I've got a Joker. and that's it. That's all I've got.
I'll be really sad if EB Games closes.
They're just going to stock Amiibo everywhere is what they're going to do.
When I was in,
They're gonna be banking on Amiibo so bad.
They don't even have a lot of Amiibo
anymore. They don't, no.
I know I said I'll never buy more Amiibo because I have a lot because of that video. Breath of the Wild. I'm probably gonna get, I don't know what they do, but
I want
sold.
That, the one I do sold. Want is the Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time. Like, cause they got that new 30th anniversary series of Link Amiibo.
Oh, and yeah,
Zelda
yeah.
ones.
Yeah,
so there's cool. like Wind Waker Link.
Yeah, there's one
Wind
playing
Waker Zelda.
Ocarina.
But there's, yeah, there's
oh, I should
Ocarina
have got
Time
that
Link
one.
With the Ocarina. It's just him playing it. That's it.
Yeah.
But it looks awesome. I was like, oh, damn, that's a wicked.
I saw that Amiibo. One, but I was like, Mitchell, the last thing you need is more Amiibo.
I saw it, and I was like, I can't justify pay $20 for this.
I regretted I got the Squid Kids, the Inklings, just for the video, but, you know, now I'm happy I got the 3-pack, because I got the green squid, too.
Yeah. Did you use them in the game?
You can only use them in the single player, and I just started the single player in Splatoon.
They also unlock equipment for multiplayer.
Yeah, but you still have to progress in single player for them
to
do anything.
Oh, to get the equipment?
I tried, and, yeah, whoever talks to you there is just like, nope.
I didn't even bother because like by the time I started playing the game, everybody was just using that equipment anyway. I was like, I want to kind of like diversify myself from everybody else anyway, so I'll just not use that stuff. So yeah,
I've been using the Nest Zapper, the orange one.
Well, you got one. I don't know. You got one. The newer one that connects to.
Oh no! In Splatoon, the weapon. The Splatoon weapon.
Oh, okay, sorry.
I do have a Nest Zapper.
Oh, okay, I was like, how'd you do that?
Nest Zapper for Splatoon.
Cool. I was like, that's awesome.
Duck Hunt. I have Duck Hunt for Wii U too, and it just uses a Wiimote.
That's cool.
But I never play it because I never have a sensor bar plugged in.
But yeah, the zapper in Splatoon is actually pretty good.
Yeah, it's I haven't used much else. I don't like being a roller.
Mm-hmm. I use my go to was the prototype splatter shot.
Oh, I haven't tried that one.
It was just a pretty good weapon. I like going in guns blazing and just getting right in people's faces and then just splatting them and going, ha ha, and then running away.
At the Switch event, the brand ambassador said, was calling them kills instead of splats. Yeah. It's like, that's not what correct. Nintendo is. It's splatting.
They don't kill nobody.
Except in Zelda.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if they even call it killing. Vanquished. Ever.
Vanquish.
Evil. Knockout.
Because you never actually... Then again, I mean, to be real here, you never really kill Ganon. You just prevent him from coming back for another 100 years.
I don't know.
He comes back again.
I just beat Shadow Temple today, and I'm pretty sure I killed the Bongo guy. He turned into, liquid.
Yeah, he does. He turns into
that
liquid.
Was a cool boss.
That's a great boss, eh? Isn't that an awesome fight?
How you have to flip on the lens
really
fast to be able to... time it
and see his arms coming at you and things.
I died once though, and when you die you have to go all the way back through the temple.
Actually that used to be a really hard boss on the N64, but once I played it on 3DS I was like, holy shit, this is so much easier.
Did you hit
the gyroscope controls?
Did you hit the eye with the sword?
I always stayed back and just pummeled arrows into him. Just threw arrow after arrow, because by that point I already had the 50 arrow quiver.
Yeah.
I don't think
I have that one. I have quivers? One upgrade, I think.
You have 45 or 40 then, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. So yeah.
My method was dodge the first attack. While that hand's going back, I hit the hand that didn't attack me.
Okay.
And then that other hand comes back down and I hit that hand and then just run away, turn around, and would just wait till he gets close to me, and then I could get five hits in.
I just did hookshot, stun, bow, hookshot, stun, bow.
Yeah, that's probably better.
Bow, 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 bow.
Using range stuff is a lot smarter.
Yeah. And then you just stay back the entire time and then you have all the time in the world to react.
Am I almost done the game now?
You're close.
I just gotta do Spirit Temple and then
fight
Ganon.
Spirit Temple takes a while, though.
Oh, okay. I just went over to the other side of the map to start it, I guess, and I went to that valley thing.
If you want to extend your time, best thing you can do is just start doing all the side quests.
Yeah.
Now that you told me you don't have your second upgrade for your quiver, go back to the Lost Forest.
Mm-hmm.
There's an area where...
Oh, I got that first upgrade there, I thought, though.
Oh, is that where you did?
Yeah.
Then you need to go to the archery range
that's one I haven't done.
In Kakariko Village.
Yeah.
The shooting game? Shooting gallery?
Didn't do that one yet.
Okay, you do that one.
Okay.
So both with the slingshot and with the bow, it's the shooting gallery and the forest target practice, I believe.
Comment. Fun fact, on the Japanese Nintendo channel, the Splatoon 2 trailer has more views than Mario and Zelda.
Really? That's interesting.
Japanese people like Splatoon.
That's... I'm actually not really surprised.
No.
That actually makes a whole
lot
of sense.
It's so awesome. I wish more people here like Splatoon.
And it seems like Japanese players are more they're gearing more towards multiplayer than single player these days.
Wonder if Japanese people like esports. When you think of StarCraft, it's you think of Korean StarCraft players.
Yeah, the South Korean guys are insane.
I don't wonder why.
Because they're pouring a lot of money into it, that's why. They're pouring a whole lot of money into getting these guys out there.
It's a sport you can watch, I've heard, or is that just kind of a rumor? I don't know. On TV in Korea, you could watch esports. You don't have that here yet, really.
No, you can stream it online.
Yeah,
I know that.
I've watched Rocket League.
Yeah. But, not that I'm aware of. Unless in the States they have channels for it.
Maybe Spike shows a little bit.
Maybe,
but not regularly.
I don't have it, so I wouldn't know.
I saw something cool. Not exactly esports, but Drone Racing League it was Sportsnet or something, I think.
Oh my God.
And it's just these drone pilots, and they wear these VR, not, I guess it is. No, it's not VR goggles. It's just head-mounted displays so they can see what the drone's seeing. And
awesome.
They're flying through these indoor racetracks, and there's crashes and stuff. And to end the race, you just smash into this net
That's awesome. Oh, yeah. So it's just like that Dude Perfect race. Did you watch the Dude Perfect when they did the...
No.
So they did the same thing, like quad rotors? Is that what you... Yeah. Quad rotor drones? Yeah, yeah. They did the same thing, where they were racing around this track, and like you go to like this wind tunnel type thing.
Yeah, it was probably that. It was like an old abandoned warehouse.
Maybe they got inspired by Dude Perfect.
Maybe.
Yeah. Or maybe they already had the idea and then like Dude Perfect just kind of got ahead of them just with their video.
I flew a drone today too. Forgot to mention this. I was flying a DJI Phantom.
Okay.
And how those work is that you have your phone in there and the phone goes in this controller. So you're using the controller to actually control the thing.
Yeah.
And it has these long range antennas on it. And your phone just connects to that controller via Wi-Fi. So the controller...
As like a video screen?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I guess the drone sends the video to the controller, which then sends it over Wi-Fi to your phone.
Right.
And it actually works really well. But in the cold, my iPhone recently, when it gets cold, 6S, at like 70% battery, if it gets too cold, it'll just shut off and pretend it has zero battery. So I was flying the drone.
Shit.
It's up there in the air. I'm doing like real estate thing. I can barely even see it because it's like 500 feet in the air or something. And my phone just screen goes off. And I'm like, oh, God. But luckily...
Did somebody catch the drone in time?
No. Well, Phantoms are like literal drones. They actually can pilot themselves.
Oh, okay.
So like when it takes off, it remembers that point. And
just returns back to home.
Yeah.
Okay,
so it was just flying up there waiting for orders. And then I looked down at the controller and it has a return home button right on the controller.
Oh, nice.
Usually I do it on the phone, but I was like, oh, that's why it has a return home button on the controller as like a fail safe.
Yeah.
So I can still bring it back.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it all worked out then.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah. I didn't crash the company drone.
That would have been brutal. Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah. That thing is good though. The battery's like held up in the cold. All right, dude.
Okay, good.
Anyway,
that's been like a problem with some like iPods I've had as well. In terms of, like your phone dying when it gets cold.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I've had batteries on iPods go from full when they're warm, and then you expose them to the cold, and it just drains right immediately. But once you warm it back up again, it's like, oh, I have full battery again.
Exactly.
And you're like, you weird piece
stupid
of crap
phone.
I don't know what's going on. Maybe the battery acid they're using is just like a weird mix that doesn't go well with cold.
Maybe it's something about how batteries are getting bigger and more energy packed in there. Like we're talking about how they're exploding. Maybe it's a side effect to that. Something I noticed,
diluted
the drone Apple batteries are good. They didn't do that too much.
Yeah.
They're lithium polymer instead of lithium ion.
Mm.
I don't know what that means because I'm not a chemistry person at all. But
if I studied some batteries for lithium ion, like I know like basic alkaline batteries, how they work.
Yeah.
But I don't know lithium ions or lithium, what is it, polycarbonate?
Lithium polymer. LiPo. Okay. I think that's what it stands. Maybe it's potassium. L-I-P-O?
L-I-P-O?
I don't know.
Yeah, lithium polymer. No, potassium's different.
Oh.
Potassium's Ka.
Oh, it's one of those stupid ones.
Yeah.
Well, it's not like polymer is an element, so I guess it's just it's not even.
Lithium polymer's not an element,
obviously,
no.
So it's just they put lipo. It's called.
Liposuction?
No. You know what I'm saying.
I know, I get it. Yeah, lithium polymer. I got you. It's a short handle.
The Switch battery, I hope it's good.
And that it holds up in the cold?
I hope it holds up in the cold.
For us Canadians, who are always in our igloos.
Yeah, I mean, yep. It could get tough.
Yep.
I mean, I'm freezing right now, even under all these lights.
I'm pretty cold. We got the fireplace on, and I'm still cold. So I've like got my hands like this. I'm like getting all uptight in here. I'm like,
good old Canada.
Stay warm. Yeah, no, it was like mild for a while, and then like all of a sudden just got freezing.
Yeah, the
like,
day
freezing.
I have to go do a drone shoot.
Yeah,
outside it's freezing.
Then it gets freezing. Of course.
I'm really looking forward to Breath of the Wild now, though. Just like from seeing a little bit of it, and now that I'm getting further in Ocarina.
That's why, like, I didn't feel like we needed to play it at the event.
Yeah.
Because I know in my heart that that's gonna be a great game.
Yeah.
I know it. I can feel it. Like every inch of me aches for it, so I just I don't I don't need to test it to know.
Remember in 2014 when they said it's definitely going to come out in 2015?
And now 2017.
it's finally coming out.
3 years later.
But I don't think Nintendo has ever not delivered on a Zelda game, like a main series Zelda game.
That's like one of their properties that they like. They care a ridiculous amount about, and they know that that sells their systems.
Yeah,
they know those titles do. So I don't think they're gonna half-ass it at all. And if anything, the extension for the amount of time they've been taking is probably just a testament to how much effort they're putting into making this great.
Yeah, just won't settle for anything less than
perfect.
Yeah. Perfect. It's got to be perfect.
Maybe that's what they're going for. Maybe they're like, if we don't get a perfect score on this from every video game reviewer, you're all fucking fired. And you're never going to work here ever again.
I always get these mixed up. Did Ocarina of Time get a perfect score from IGN?
Yes. Perfect 10.
And then I guess Majora's Mask got like 9.8 or something.
I think it got like a 9.
Huh. There's really no comment says from Hey Hey Che again. There's still no release date for the Wii U version of Breath of the Wild. Really? I thought it was still March 3rd.
I thought it would be March 3rd, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I thought we'd release alongside the Switch version.
It Why better. That would be sad.
Yeah.
If it didn't. Oh, Yooka-Laylee is... they said that they were going to finally tell us what's happening with the Switch version today.
Okay.
And all they said was that...
it's going to happen eventually.
Pretty much. It's like the game went gold, so which means that's done. They're just shipping it to get duplicated. And the PS4, Xbox One, PC versions.
You okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
PC versions all coming out on schedule.
Okay.
And the Wii U version, like we knew before, is now canceled and replaced with the Switch version. And they just say the Switch version will require more time. But we did learn... that the Wii U people like me get to upgrade for free to the Switch version.
Oh, okay.
No
That's
additional
good.
Cost. So good. I'm still going to get Yooka-Laylee eventually.
That's good. That's good.
One other bit of news today before we wrap up.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Oh, yeah. Just this one guy, the guy who just commented just said actually Twilight Princess released later for the GameCube as well.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, it did.
And a lot of people preferred that version over the Wii U.
No motion
version.
Controls.
Yeah.
That's a good point. So yeah. Maybe the Wii U version will be later.
Maybe.
History repeating itself.
Maybe. We'll
anyway, see. Did you play Skate? The Skate series?
The skateboarding game?
Yeah.
No.
I like Tony Hawk better.
Yeah.
A lot of people prefer Skate for some
reason.
But
I haven't liked Tony Hawk for a long time either because Tony Hawk just got terrible.
You didn't like Tony Hawk's Underground and stuff?
No.
Oh, I liked those ones.
I liked Tony Hawk Pro Skater and Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2.
Aw.
And that was it.
We're so old.
But if you gave me those games right now, I'd love them.
We were so little playing those games, actually.
I'd love to play those games again.
Yeah. Anyway, Skate 4 is coming out.
Skate 4?
Skate 4.
Okay.
Apparently. That's it.
Anything cool happening with it?
We don't know. Some dude that's a developer just tweeted hashtag Skate 4.
Oh, that's it?
Maybe he's just on drugs.
Oh, well, so they don't even have any development in progress.
It's not even announced.
Oh.
As far as I know, it's not announced.
That's all I gotta say to that.
I thought maybe that was going to go in a better direction because you're like, oh, I love Skate.
Okay. I do want to talk about one other thing before we wrap up here.
Okay.
Just, I had never played The Last of Us until recently.
And you're a big Naughty Dog fan, too.
I'm a huge Naughty Dog fan.
We both are.
Because I was kind of waiting for it to die out because I didn't want everybody ruining it for me.
Yeah.
Like, the storyline, so I just kind of tuned it out for a while. And then I got a PS4 recently, and so I got the remastered version. And by God, I've never had a game grip me that much.
Did you finish the story?
Oh, all right, yeah.
It's I'm good.
Done. Man, holy, like,
it's
whoa!
A perfect ending.
No kidding. Like, it's, like, you're like, holy fucking shit.
It's a story that's meant for a game, too. And it's not just a good story. It's like a good game story.
It's like one of those, like, stories that, like, really messes with you, like, morally. You don't know if, like, you're supposed to be in agreeance or not be in agreeance with it. It's like, but... I think by, like, the end of it, though, I was like, I completely am with Joel.
Yeah.
I was like, I think I would have done the same thing, yeah. I think it would have been, like, because, like, it's, like, the story of, like, him progressing from, like, wanting to pawn her off to, like, her pretty much becoming, like,
his daughter,
accepting,
almost.
Him accepting his past, and then, like, taking her on as pretty much his daughter, yeah.
Yeah. That's totally what a dad would do, obviously.
And becoming, like, his family,
A dad would lie.
Right.
That, yeah, that... Best game I've ever played almost.
I've got to play through it again now. I'm going to do it on hard now. And then I'm going to get on survival mode.
Have you played multiplayer at all?
No, I'm going to try that out soon, though.
You like the Uncharted multiplayer.
Yes.
So that makes sense.
And like all the crafting is in there too, right? I'm assuming.
I don't know. I didn't try it.
So that would be like pretty cool.
There's the DLC story too, Left Behind, where you're Ellie. That's good too. Even.
With that girl, who
her friend.
Spoiler alert! Navigate away if you don't want it. She's the one who dies.
Yeah.
Yeah, that she describes near the end of the game.
It's been a while, but yeah, I'm pretty sure it's the same person.
Okay. Is that what's her name's from the Firefly's daughter?
Oh, that would make sense.
Is that who it is?
Yeah, that must be it.
Because it looks.
It's been so. I gotta replay them now.
That's what I figured anyway. I was like
Yeah, it looks like it'd be her daughter. I made a double dare obstacle course in Mario Maker.
Oh, awesome!
Thanks, Stewie.
Good job, Stewie. I'll try to check it out.
And on that note.
Okay. Wait. One more thing. Okay. So. I was like splurging recently, so I didn't just get The Last of Us. I also got, because it was only like $20, Infamous Second Son.
Oh, yeah, that was a launch title, right?
This is a launch title for PS4, but I never played it. Yeah. My brother got it and like played it for like 5 seconds and put it down. Mm. Great game. Mm. Like, still right now, looks phenomenal, plays great. I'm just really impressed with it. I was wondering if you've played it.
Abby really likes it. I haven't played it.
No?
The only PS4 game I own is Uncharted 4.
But not a bad game to own.
No, it's a great... That's what I bought it for. And Last of Us 2, I'll be playing on it too.
If that ever comes.
I've talked about this before. I know there's lots of games I could play on the PS4, but I just like my... I don't have a lot of gaming time anymore, and it's all spent on Wii U and PC gaming.
I guess so.
I got a big Steam backlog.
Yeah. I don't have a good PC, so I have to resort to consoles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
PS4. Candace also has The Order 1884, and she played it for like 10 minutes.
It didn't look very good to me. It was like hyped up so much, and then like it came
out. Was it really?
It was like, because that was what they were hyped. Like when they first had the trailers for like the PS4, that was one of the trailer games like for like, this is going to be coming to the PS4. This is going to be like a PS4 exclusive. This is going to be great. And then. And so it was like it was announced with like the new generation of consoles, and then it came out, and everybody was completely underwhelmed by it.
Huh. Well, I will give it that it looked very good from what I saw. Like same thing with Thief. Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah. I didn't see.
Square Enix was developing that, and then it looked great in trailers, and then it just.
Yeah, it's a sad kind of trend this generation, isn't it? I even kind of felt like that with Halo 5 Guardians, that it didn't.
Halo 5
have the same, like, level
was the
of
biggest
hype.
Disappointment of my life.
I mean, I personally didn't like it, but I figured like it would still.
I've never been so let down by a shooting game in my life, to be honest.
Yeah. I'm a big Halo fan too. I don't
except
think
for Infinite
even
Warfare.
Are. Except for what? Infinite Warfare.
That's an even bigger letdown. I played like one mission or two missions of the story, and by God, is that game all over the place and has no idea what it's doing.
Wow. It's COD, what can you?
I was like, oh my God, are people actually paying for this? I was like, this is so bad. But if
they're paying for COD 4,
if you want it, go ahead. I'm not gonna berate you. But in my opinion, that was like all I got it for COD 4. That's what I got for.
Comment: do you have a PC and a Mac? Yes, I like both.
Yeah.
I mean, I was like a long. I guess we don't have to wrap.
We don't have to wrap.
We're not on a solid.
No. There's no schedule here.
There's no schedule on Flogging a Dead Podcast.
Never.
There's no format. You never know what you're going to get. Yeah. One day some guy brings in his comic book and we shill it.
Yep.
Next day, Dave and I don't know what to talk about for 40 minutes and then we end it early.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And then we randomly get an invitation to
the Switch event and then we talk.
And we get lucky. And then things happen.
I was like a big Mac fanboy. Like I drank the Apple juice pretty bad. I like Apple.
I like that.
I like Apple stuff. I don't really like their business practices.
No.
I mean, that's kind of
they're
like
shiesty.
I think that's like the common kind of.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone kind of has that common ground, but I think some people will pay a little extra for a shiny MacBook more often than others.
Well, you like using your MacBook Pro.
Yeah, like, I mean,
I
really like OS X, and I really like the hardware. It's just Apple, because I'm a video professional.
Yeah.
I work on a computer all day, and Apple just isn't making a computer that will allow me to work properly anymore.
Okay.
But, like, the Mac Pro hasn't been upgraded since 2013, and it's so expensive. It's just, like, ridiculous. Like, I built a top-of-the-line PC for less than $2,000, and I mean, to get the same level of performance, I don't think you'd even be able to buy a Mac Pro, even spending like $10,000.
That's within that caliber. Yeah.
I mean, like, I think you'd get pretty close, but you'd have to spend a lot more, and you just don't have the options, because it's like, it's not a buildable thing like that PC. It's like, you're stuck with what ports you have on
and
there.
That's it.
And you're spending more for that. And I love OS X, and I love like Apple's integration and everything, being able to like iMessage and stuff while I'm working. I love all the little things like that, but it's just not worth it because I need to work, and that's why I've switched to a PC for the most part. So, yeah, I'm both.
Yeah. But when you can, you're Apple, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, when you can.
But even like for a next iPhone, if it's not USB-C, I could picture myself getting like an
Android?
Yeah, I could picture myself getting a Google Pixel or something. Yeah, I know, it's unthinkable to people that actually know me.
Like, yeah, if you know Mitchell, that's like, you would never hear that come out of his mouth ever. Him not getting an iPhone, that just doesn't happen.
It probably won't happen.
No, it probably won't. He's going to do everything in his power to make sure it doesn't.
I even got AirPods. I'm prepared for the headphone jackless iPhone 7S or whatever I get.
The impending doom.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's great.
All right, I think we're about done.
If you want to wrap it up, we'll wrap it up.
All right. Thanks for watching the podcast, everyone.
Thank you.
You can check us out, floggingyoudeadpodcast.com. Subscribe on iTunes. You can listen to us.
And on Google Play.
Instead of just watch us. Google Play, too. Yep. Even Stitcher. What is Stitcher? I don't know, but you can find us on there.
Yeah. CastBox, same deal.
What's CastBox?
It's another podcast app.
Are we on it?
Yeah, we're on it.
Yeah.
That's how I was originally listening to it.
I guess it just grabs it from iTunes or something.
Does. Yeah, or I think it was that for that app. I think it grabs it from Google.
Oh, yeah.
Chase on Twitter as well.
Yep.
At Dead Horse, right?
Yep.
Okay. And at Dick and Bruce.
Dick and Bruce. All right. Thanks for watching, everyone. Yeah, we'll see you next week.
Have a good night.